What's that song? Mm-hmm. That's right, just a tease there. Danny, what's that band?
Bananarama.
And why would I be playing them at a time like this?
Because we're going to talk about bananas.
Bananas!
The curvy fruit.
Look, you either love them or you hate them. Not that many people are in between. Where do you stand, Danny Vallant, cook, writer?
I'm a lover. Yeah. I love bananas. I do love them. I think they're such a great snack and you can do so many things with them. Go sweet, go savoury. Put them in a lunchbox, squash them in a school bag.
I think it will come as no surprise to listeners that I too am a big lover of the banana. I just love this fruit. It is one of my favourite fruits. And, you know, people think it's a bit of a naughty fruit. I don't know why. Maybe because it's shaped a certain way, but also because it's a heavier fruit, isn't it?
You know, it's quite starchy. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. It's there's a lot to it. But I think that's good because it actually fills you up. So I don't know. And I think it's so versatile. It lends itself to versatility, that texture, which is quite unlike anything else if you think about it.
When I was a child, and I wonder if any of you relate to this, look, we didn't have a lot of junk food in the house. We were kind of a pretty health-focused family. There were allergies in the family, et cetera, et cetera. So sometimes you'd have to be pretty creative about how you create your own DIY junk food. And I remember this recipe that my brother and I chanced upon. You just take a pan, a banana and some butter. You'd heat the butter up in the pan until it was almost burnt and then you'd slice a banana up and pop it in there.
Yum.
And fry the banana, flip it, fry it on the other side. And to me, this is, you know, pretty much...
Yeah, well, you're finding those sugars. They're caramelizing. Mm. It's delicious. And I'm there with you. I mean, it is actually really easy to make a delicious, slightly naughty snack with a banana. Like I think of the campfire bananas that we sometimes do. All you do is open it up, stick a bit of chocolate in there, close it up again and put it in the fire for a few minutes. And that is delicious.
Bingo. Speaking of opening bananas, I was informed this morning by a reliable source that humans open them incorrectly.
Was your reliable source a chimpanzee by chance, Claire?
Yes, it was. Okay. A chimpanzee in the office.
Yes, so chimpanzees can teach us many things. One of those is that we are opening bananas all wrong. So the best way to do them without squishing them is to hold the stem and actually peel them back from the end of the banana. And
I've just got one thing to say.
What's that?
I don't know about you, but I think it's pretty rich to tell us that we're doing it wrong, seeing as we're the ones who drive cars, build buildings, have democracies that apparently work. You're saying that we're opening it the wrong way and they're right. Maybe they're wrong.
Well, I mean, and they're not here to defend themselves, are they? So I feel like I've got the weight of the chimp population of the world here on my shoulders. Who can say? I would say that the way that anyone wants to open a banana is their own right way. And let's leave it at that.
That's beautiful. I actually think it's quite a good take. Opening it from the other side would prevent, you know, you could rip the ugly, yucky bit off. The top, the stemmy bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which gets me thinking, we call it a fruit. Is a banana actually a fruit?
Well, it's a fruit in the way that we use it, the way that we think about it. But technically bananas are the plant is a herb. So because I know, it's a little bit crazy. Banana trees can grow to 15 metres, so they're very tall. But they're not really trees because they don't have a woody trunk. So they're a plant, they're a herb.
How do they, if I want to grow a banana tree in my backyard?
You'd firstly move to northern Queensland.
Good idea.
Because they do need tropical or just, you know, the edge of tropical conditions to grow. They do need that warmth. They cannot tolerate frost.
My friend Libby in Northcote had a banana tree in her backyard.
She may have a very special ecosystem because they cannot tolerate frost at all. So I think Northcote is very... you know, warm of heart. So perhaps that does make it a frost-free zone. And I don't know.
Look, I never ate any of the bananas, I'll say that much. They did just grow and sort of grow in bunches. I don't know. I don't know if we could eat them or not. I've had a call, Danny. Tony from Bentley. What do you know?
Something a bit weird. My dad used to eat bananas. He used to bite the end off. He'd peel the banana, bite just the tip of it off, and then he'd stick his tongue in the middle of the banana, like down the centre, and it would split into three even parts perfectly.
Like a fork forked tongue. Oh, whoa. I just can't even talk. I mean, it's clever.
But it was, I only worked at that years and years ago, and I tried it myself, and it works. It's, you put your tongue down the centre of it, it splits into three.
It may just be that males in your family that have this special skill.
Maybe.
I'm going to definitely try that because I brought two bananas in my bag because I knew I was going to have a very strong hankering after this segment. So I know what I'm going to be doing.
Look, I wonder if there is anyone out there listening right now who is eating a banana, and I know there is. Just stick your tongue down. Let's see if you can split it into three and give me a call. Thanks for your insight, Tony.
Thank you.
Always learning skills here on Afternoons. That was Tony of Bentley.
You know, there definitely will be somebody eating a banana because Australians eat 5 million bananas a day.
What?
Yep.
No.
A lot. Yes. And they're harvested.
A quarter of the population eat a banana.
No. Well, some people might be eating five, but we eat 5 million a day. So some people are probably having more than their share and some are not having their share.
It's a fruit that we can take for granted, but a couple of years ago, about 10 years ago maybe, do you remember the banana crisis?
I do. There's been two that I recall. There was 2006, yep, which was Cyclone Larry, and then there was Yazzie in 2011, and in both cases, lots of our bananas were wiped out. And it was very sad, especially, well, I recall the 2006 one because my kids were little and addicted to bananas, and they are such a handy kid-friendly snack.
They're great because they come in a container, although it can go wrong, as this text attested to. Losing a banana in your school bag for a few days too long definitely does put you off bananas for a while, picking up what you're putting down. Simone from Sassafras, good on you. You've just put a bit of banana bread in the oven. I think I can smell it from here.
I love banana bread.
She's a winner.
Yeah.
Danny Vallant, give us an easy banana bread recipe for those who've never made a banana bread.
Sure. Right. Look, I mean, basically you're making a cake and you're calling it a bread because that means you can eat more of it.
Well done.
Now, I think the key, so it's basically, it's eggs, it's banana, it's sugar, it's flour, and it's some kind of fat. So some will lean towards butter for a banana cake. Perhaps controversially, I lean towards oil.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah, so a light olive oil or a vegetable oil of your preference. And so I do think that gives it a nice richness but also a lightness. Of course, coconut and other fruits, perhaps sultanas.
Oh, yum.
A little bit of grated carrot. If you've got a carrot that you're wondering what to do with, that can be good too. Chuck it in.
Occasionally you can shove a bit of zucchini in there too. Grated zucchini, the kids don't know, but I don't know. I mean, we've spoken about sweet and... We've spoken about sweet and bananas, but Neil from Alexandria, you've got a twist for us. What do you like to do with your banana?
I do. I'm a great fan of bananas, but one of my favourite desserts is just a bowl of ice cream with a chopped banana all over it.
Very nice. Yum.
And I had just had some fish and half a lemon was sitting in the fruit bowl. So I just picked it up and... put a squeeze of lemon over my banana, and I'm not kidding you, it's a flavour that just leaps out. It puts a tang into it.
I like it.
And my grandchildren, who are preschoolers and young school age, they just love it. I don't tell them what I do. Their parents know, but I don't tell them it's got lemon on it.
Wow, I like it. And I'm sure it stops it going brown as well, which would make it even more palatable for the kids.
It's just beautiful.
Well, look, Victorians will be trying it all over now, Neil. Thank you for the heads up.
See ya.
Bye. I've got lots of texts about bananas. Danny Vallant. The sentiment runs deep is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Ian from Mornington. He's speaking for many when he says, bananas, can't stand them. Already feeling slightly ill. Blame my parents for feeding me too many. That's what Ian says.
Yeah, look, they do polarise. One of my kids cannot stand them. Will not be in a car with anyone eating a banana. sniffs the air suspiciously when she walks into a room where someone's been eating a banana. So, yeah, people can go either way. And I think often people love a very firm banana, but they will not go near a very ripe banana. So there's that as well.
Oh, no, I've got the opposite. I cannot stand a starchy banana. Yep. It's got to be almost actually disintegrating. You know, that is when I think a banana is its finest.
Yeah.
My family's tip with bananas is we've got one of those high-speed blenders and we often get a lot of bananas. They go towards that sort of banana bread stage where they're speckled and they're stinky. You freeze them at that point, and then once they're frozen, pop them in the blender with a little bit of milk, tiny bit of milk, and zhuzh that up. And I'm telling you, it's like gelato. It's like banana gelato.
I love it too.
Oh, it's heavenly.
It's really good.
Someone's texted in saying, hey, haven't Bananarama just reformed? I don't know. Someone looked that up and text me in, have Bananarama just reformed? I don't even need you to look it up because Jo's in my ear going, yes. And she's this is producer Jo. She's a very big Bananarama fan. If you just joined us, you're on Afternoons with me, Claire Bowditch. This is ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria. And Danny Valance with us, our regular here on Food Glorious Food. She's a writer and cook, and today we're talking about bananas.
Do you want to know a couple of weird things about bananas?
Oh, yes, please.
So one of them I did this morning. Stay with me. I took a banana peel and I polished my leather boots with it. Yeah, the inside of the banana peel rubbed. I read this old wives' tale in the great repository of old wives' tales on the internet. Apparently you can polish your leather boots with the inside of a banana peel.
I gave it a go.
I put it on Twitter and so have you guys, so you can check it out there, the video. And my boots definitely were quite shiny.
That's pretty interesting. Yes, we have tweeted out a video of Danny Valant rubbing her boots with banana skin. That's on the ABC Radio Melbourne Twitter account. I hope you're on there. We chat about lots of interesting stuff on there, by the way. Look, I've got some callers through, Danny. That's one. Just save another clue. Save another interesting tip for me. Right now I'm going to go to Daniella of Glenelvie. G'day, Daniella.
Oh, hi there, Claire, and hi, Danny.
Hello.
How are you? We purchased a farm down in South Gippsland.
Oh, you lucky duckies.
We are, thank you. A couple of years ago in Glenelvie, which is down in South Gippsland in the hills above like Wonthaggi and Inverloch. And the gentleman from whom we had purchased it had planted them three banana trees or plants that produced.
Whoa.
And I've managed to kill them in the ensuing 2 years. Oh. However, they were productive in the year that we took over the farm. And I believe, I'm no green thumb myself, we do cattle, but I believe that in order for the, and these are in very, very cold South Gippsland.
Yes.
I do believe in order for the bananas to actually reach ripeness, you have to remove the flower. So it's the removal of the flower from the plant that actually allows the bananas to ripen, obviously in the correct environment too. And he had them placed against walls, so they were probably taking the ambient heat from the warmth of the walls. But until that flower was removed, which I gave to a friend of mine who is of Sri Lankan heritage, because her mum makes an amazing banana flower curry. But then the bananas ripened, and they were beautiful. They were delicious and edible, and we had a number of bunches. So
yeah. That's
fantastic. I am impressed by your predecessor.
Well, by me killing them. Yeah, I was impressed too.
I'm sure I would have killed him too.
See you, mate.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Carl from Hillsville reckons you can mash a banana on toast with salt and pepper. Yum.
Wow. You know, I put this out on my Facebook and I was surprised at the number of people doing banana sandwiches. So, so it's the banana with the butter and the white bread, banana with peanut butter. So that people are slicing them and getting them on those on pieces of bread. It's interesting.
I've just had a thought. I mean, there's not a meal that you can't include a banana in, is there? What about bananas at dinner?
Well, if you are eating Somali style,
that's right,
you will be having a banana with your dinner.
This
so
is what I love. Yeah, tell me more.
Yeah, so I came across this tradition when eating at a Somali restaurant in Kensington. And is that right, Flemington? Kensington. Someone will correct us. It's New Somali Kitchen. It's a lovely little restaurant and I recommend that everyone tries it out. And you'll get a banana with your dinner. Mm-hmm. You eat it with your curry.
Mm.
You do not eat it first.
No.
And you do not save it till after.
No, no.
You eat it.
You absolutely
along with
eat
your dinner.
It. Producer Jo has a point here. She seems to think that this segment that you and I do is really just about proving that everything with white bread and butter is good. You know, in the past we've done chips and now it's just bananas.
I know. It's kind of true though. What can we say?
Ian's called in with a tip about banana bread. G'day, Ian. Love your name.
Hi, Claire. Hi, Danny.
Hi, buddy.
Hello. Yeah, I had a good tip on banana bread, but before I say that, I come from North Queensland and everyone had a banana tree in their backyard, and maybe they still do. When I was growing up as a kid, we had the ladyfingers. They were small and sweet, just beautiful. But no one had ever heard of banana bread until I came to Victoria anyway. And so it's the thing you make here all the time, summer or winter.
Bit of Queensland pride there. Yep, got it. Good on you. Good on you. So you do know a bit about banana bread.
I do. I have sort of taken a few recipes, made them my own. I once noticed years ago, I was looking at a Bill Granger recipe, he used porridge in a cranberry cake.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, I'll put that in banana bread.
So
and
old porridge.
Yeah.
That's great.
So you just cook the porridge, you cool it down, and that becomes part of your eggs, your flour, your butter, your
sugar. Are you adding cinnamon?
Cinnamon, yeah. I put dried cranberries in mine as well. It sort of binds it together and it gives it a beautiful soft texture, great for toasting.
Now,
if you put enough in and if you can get the right flour ratio to baking powder, you could even substitute the eggs if someone can't have eggs.
Great breakfast. That's a great brekkie idea.
It is, yeah. And I love this idea of, not having, just you've got your leftover porridge and now you've got a use for it. Come on.
Just love it. Good on you, Ian.
Exactly.
You've inspired us. Thank you, Ian, there with his banana bread tip. Danny Vallant, I think almost an unprecedented amount of helpful texts on the line. Share again one of your tips and then I'll go to our listeners' tips.
I've talked about the barbecued with chocolate. We've talked about lunchboxes. We've talked about porridge. What about bananas in toasty? Is it okay to talk about more bread?
God, you've just brought a memory back. Oh, yes, it's all right to talk about it. Please, go ahead.
I would say a banana and chocolate toasty is a pretty decent after-school snack. Not perhaps permitted every day of the week, but every now and again.
Chocolate's good for you. What's the problem? Hey, Claire says this text, a similar vibe. Claire, I need to share something with you. Hang on, where's it gone? My screen just refreshed. Here we go. Our naughty treat in the 70s, this could not be more perfect. Our naughty treat in the 70s involved a banana and a can of Milo.
Oh.
Dip. No, peel first, dip. Munch, but don't inhale. Good advice always. Now, if Mum was around, says this text, we'd tip the Milo into a glass so we weren't told off for double dipping. Good one. My banana guilty pleasure is, says Juliet, chopped up banana with sugar and cream. That's yummy.
That sounds good.
Chimpy has texted in saying, hello, I'm a chimp. And I would argue our society is more harmonious and democratic than yours.
And literate.
Yeah, and literate. Wonderful. Basically, he's saying open it from the bottom end. Open the banana from the bottom end. And quite a few warnings about if you are going to split the banana in three, don't eat the seatbelt bit, meaning the stringy bit.
I've never heard it called a seatbelt.
Bassam from East Coburg reckons that he eats about 10 bananas a day, including putting them in pita bread, a quick meal for a truckies, etc., etc., and banana hot dogs, just a bun and a banana instead of a hot dog. That's Anne in Geelong.
Genius vegetarian barbecue treat.
Her face has lit up. Her face is lit up. Danny Vallant is impressed. What about you, Danielle? Another Danielle from Brunswick. G'day.
Yes, good morning or afternoon. It's actually Danielle.
Oh, Danielle. Nice to meet you.
Excellent. I've got a dinner recipe. You said about having bananas at dinner time. Mm-hmm. And I've got a cookbook in front of me from the Australian Bananas Growers Council. And when I was in grade 5, my mother sent me to school, the show and tell.
Yes.
And the book is called Be Bold with Bananas.
Oh.
And it's a bit of a collectible at the moment, this book.
It gets worse.
Oh,
but the recipe my mother sent me for show and tell is called a banana salad. Banana candle salad.
Oh, no.
And in a silver ramekin dish with a ring of pineapple, you stick a banana in it. You put lettuce around the base of it.
Any cherries in there?
The banana is sitting upright. You put a dollop of mayonnaise on the top of that banana, just a dollop. So
I was with you till then.
And a maraschino cherry on top.
Oh.
That was the entree.
But there was
no mention of cutlery of how to eat the thing.
You've impressed me, Danielle.
Yes, my lay teacher, because I went to a school with nuns, the lay teacher teacher was in absolute hysterics, and I was devastated. I didn't actually get the picture. Is absolutely brilliant of this candle, and it's amazing I've ever gone back into the kitchen since. I can tell you now.
Look, I'm having a fit. I'm laughing so much, but you've inspired us all. Thank you.
And if anybody is inspired to make it, can they get back with how they actually cut the thing or what utensils to use?
Oh, well, we've had that tip about the tongue.
Thank you.
So
here we go.
Oh, you're getting worse.
You're encouraging us. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
Best laugh ever. Janelle from Brunswick.
To goodness me. I don't know where we go from there, but we could get a little bit serious.
Rachel said, PS, secret to a great banana bread is to add half a cup of sour cream. Extremely moist every time.
Very nice.
Thank you for that tip.
Very good.
I've got to read this one out. I know you got to go because you got to go eat your banana. Baz from Williamstown. I once smoked a dried banana peel after listening to Donovan's Mellow Yellow. Nothing to report. Good on you, Baz. Don't try that again, will you? Look, it's been wonderful to have you in, Danny Vallant.
I don't know where we can go next. I'll think of an ingredient we can put between slices of white bread and I'll start from there.
Sounds magic. Where can we find you?
DannyVallant.com.
Best place ever. Great to have you in. Thanks, Danny.